Hi, so this is my end of year reflection, kind of summing up what I've learned from the service swimming with the Haugon community. And I think there's one very important part that I want to focus on, which is kind of discussing what to initially expect when we meet them and what are they like. So basically, the people within the Haugon community, a lot of them suffer from mental disorders, for example, autism or just like trauma from their past. And I think this is such an important thing to talk about, not only because it's rather taboo within Singapore, but also that there's kind of a stigma or a stereotype that's associated to the label of being autistic or having a mental disability that I kind of wanted to talk about. So, for me at least, I would give this advice to you guys, or just advice to my future self, to kind of remove all of these preconceived notions of what you have of these people or the stereotypes associated with these labels of what it means to be autistic or what it means to have like past trauma. Because when I first met them, they all had smiles on their faces. They asked me how my day was. They wanted to talk about my family. They wanted to tell me about the celebrations that they celebrated, Hari Raya, Chinese New Year. They told me about what they ate in their meal previously. Like, it's just these things like that. Like, we tend to forget how similar we are to them just because we think that they have a mental disability or the fact that they need help or we're a service with them in school. But that's so unlike that. Because to be honest, I feel like they helped me more than I actually ended up helping them. Like, I've learned so much about what it means to be autistic or, you know, have a mental disability within Singapore and kind of the difficulties associated with that. And it starts with the stigma and stereotypes that we kind of like conform to in a way that we're like, oh yeah, that's what it means to be autistic, when it's just genuinely not like that at all. So, for example, it's obviously important to consider when you're thinking about activities to plan for these people. For example, you wouldn't give them, I don't know, like a 3-minute origami class and expect them to do the exact same. You would have to plan activities that would associate with their capabilities. So, in the sense, like easy activities like volleyball, or just like stuff, just talking to them and relaxing with them and just getting to know them, as opposed to doing like hard-hitting, like extreme activities, if that makes sense. And what to actually initially expect when you meet them. I think greeting them with a smile is the most important thing, because that just tells you a lot about them as people and how they're just coming here, because in a sense they're lonely being in the Angelican Care Center. They just want to meet people who are outside of that center, and we are those people for them. And it's a fact of us realizing that almost.